Martin Crainey, how's he?
Not looking too good at the moment. He's obviously he's got a bit of a tear in his hamstring from the tackle the other night, which was unfortunate. But that's the way it goes. It looks like he's going to be out for quite a few weeks.
Do you have an idea of time scale? Is that him for the season?
No, not at all. No, it's not. It's nowhere near that. No, I would say. I'm sat here. I'm just only saying what I've been told by medical staff at about 3 weeks. I would think. I would expect so.
An unfortunate and a blow, because obviously he's very much part of the heart of the defence.
Well, Martin's been one of the most consistent ones. In fairness to him, you know, he's one of these players that you don't often stand out all the time by doing something extraordinary. He's just so steady and so reliable, you know, and that's what you want in your defenders, and that's exactly what he is. So I've been the most consistent performer. It's a bit unfortunate that he's not there.
Peter Ramage then, how's he? He picked up an injury, same injury, didn't he, on Tuesday night?
Yeah, again, another overstretching as well. You know, it's, I don't know if he's going to be fit for the weekend. We don't think it's as bad as Martin's, but at the same time, we have to be cautious with it. So whether he'll make this weekend, we'll have to wait and see. We'll look at that one really late in the day.
Is there anybody else, I suppose, I have to ask right now, who's stricken this weekend?
Well, you know about Jim O'Brien. Obviously, that was another little bit of a blow as well. You know, to lose Jim as well, because he gives you that energy in midfield, and he'll give you the odd goal as well. So that was a bit of a blow from that respect. And rest of them, really, it's the ones we know about already. Pedersen's still out. Bobby Assel's still out. I think that's about it on the situation now.
So Hassel, then, do you know when he could be back? Because obviously, as defensive and midfield cover, he ticks both boxes.
I don't know when he'll be back. No idea. You know, he's we're reliant on Bobby himself and telling us when he's going to be fit. he's been doing running, but keeps pulling up and saying it's tight. You know that he can't sustain any training at the moment in time. So we're really leaning it down to himself. He knows his body better than we do.
So given the fact that you're going to be without Crainey for 3 weeks or so, do you look at the loan market now? You do have, you know, Shea's gone back, etc. There is scope there.
We're not looking at the loan market at the moment. No, I think we're aware of it. But we've got two players in there, you know, that are in the club for a reason. You know, with Lewin and Big John. They've just not played games in recent months, you know, because the two centre-backs have done very well. You know, sometimes you've got to step up to the plate, you know, and they'll be given the opportunity. You know, that's a certainty in that respect. And I'm hoping, I'm sure that they will. They'll give it everything. I'm sure they will step up to the plate. So it's a great opportunity for them. You know, you hear that many times, you know, in clichés that managers say that, you know, opportunities for other people when there's injuries or suspensions, and this is one of those situations that they've been chomping at the bit to play, you know, saying that they want to play. There's the opportunity, you know, to come and perform.
And a chance from Voto to actually prove himself at this level, because it was a bit stop-start for him. Then he's had his injury problems all by himself, and now he's got 10, 12 games to really establish himself.
Well, yes, you know, we're hoping it's not as long as that with the injuries. But I hope it's 10 or 12 games, because it means that he's playing very well and keeping other players out the side, which will be great. It's a great opportunity for them, you know, and we've got full of confidence in them. You know, we're going to a tough place at the weekend, but, you name me an easy one it could go into. There are other things, any.
Paddy McCourt, you selected him the other day. What's the plan for him going forward? Because I know we've asked you about him before, and you feel that as an impact player, that's his, my word then, I suppose, rather than yours, that's how he's best deployed. Do you still see it that way, or do you see him getting a regular run now?
Well, I think, before the game on Saturday, you know, we sat Paddy down and we spoke to Paddy at length about the role that we wanted him to play, and just to blast it for 45 minutes, because he's not played many games, you know, and expect him to last for 90 would have been unfair. And we have replacements to come in. You know, I think the unfortunate thing that happened was the injuries, you know, and having to reshuffle the pack, quite honestly. That it didn't help us at all, because we had one or two ideas that should the game go a certain way, we could alter the shape of the team and certainly personnel. But obviously, you know, it didn't happen that way. But we said to Paddy anyway, you know, there was nothing untoward about that. We're bringing him off at half time. He was well aware of that anyway. So he's still got a major part to play, Paddy. You know, we'll identify the games, we'll identify the times when he starts or he comes off the bench. But we've got big hopes for him. Yeah, of course we have. Yeah.
No Frimpong in the squad the other day. What's the matter with him?
Nothing wrong with him at all. Nothing at all. Our plans went out the window somewhat with the two centre halves. You know, we wanted to get some pace in the team, and we felt that if we could get a chance to see Ruben Noble Lazarus coming in, he would offer us that attacking pace in certain areas which we were looking for. And again, like I say, the best laid plans and all that. You know, and sadly, you know, we weren't able to use him. And as I said before, that's one of the reasons why Manny was on the sidelines.
Despite his CV, which is obviously very strong, having played at Arsenal, he's still a young player who's still getting used to professional football. What does he have to learn then to not be the guy that's kind of left out of things, to be a regular starter?
That's nothing to do with him being left out of the side. I think you've got to look at the games that's in front of us and the personnel we've got available and the best possible chances we have of getting something out of it. You know, and I think that's not down to Manny. I think you know, everybody in themselves will say that, you know, nothing's guaranteed in football, particularly a place in the team. You know, you've got to earn it. But even so, you know, there will be chances, times when changes are made. Manny's still learning the game, as you said. You know, and he's still a young lad. He's relatively short of experience in game time, and he'll make mistakes, but we're prepared to sit along and, you know, and help him along through those mistakes. But I have to say, the last couple of games he's done well, you know, and he'll be certainly in contention at the weekend.
And against a Watford team, what do you make of them right now?
Well, I think they keep seeing themselves, you know, pushing for the playoffs, and then there's a little bit of a blip for them, you know, and they lose a game as they did the other night. But you know, the quality of the team, the individual, is very high. You know, they've got some very talented individuals in there. You know, sometimes the tempo of the championship is maybe a bit difficult in one or two areas, but you know, but they are beatable. You know, and they've conceded goals, they've conceded games in the championship this year, and we've got to take a lot of confidence from that. We're going down there, you know, with a knowledge that it'll be tough, but listen, we're never under any illusions. It's any different anywhere we go, but we're very confident. You can go down there and get a good win, and you know, particularly themselves off the back of a defeat, which we thought. I'm sure they'll have thought was a winnable game from their point of view, and they didn't win it, you know. So maybe confidence is a little bit low from their point of view.
And what's confidence like within the Barnsley dressing room then right now? Because you've had two very different days in the last two match days, haven't you? Superb against Nottingham Forest and kind of euphoric really at the end of the game, and then obviously outclassed really against Leicester.
Well, yeah, listen, we kept saying all along that they're a very good side. You know, it doesn't mean to say we can't beat teams like Leicester. But on the day, they were too good for us. You know, they created chances. Their movement was good. We didn't cope with it. It's one of those days. You know, that was nothing compared with the performance we had against Huddersfield. As I said, you know, we could control that and we could have got something out of the game, but the defending was poor. But the other night they were terrific. You've got to be big enough and brave enough, honest enough to admit it sometimes. You know, we had a backside slapped a little bit. You know, but that doesn't happen very often, and it's one of those games that you try and learn from. You try and emulate some of the play that they had as well. You know, some of the players that they're in the side and the individuals, and certainly the way that they move the ball around was excellent. And if we can learn a little bit from that, then that's put to good use.
The table at the moment, there's a gap between fourth bottom and fifth bottom. Do you still think that could change and the other teams will get dragged back into it, or will it be 3 from 4 right now?
I don't think it'll change. I know it'll change. It always does. You know, there's nobody will be resting on the laurels down that bottom area, I tell you that now. Nobody. And from 10th downwards, I would expect everybody will be thinking that, you know, they're not safe yet. And through history, that will suggest it's right. So, it's not 3 from 4 or 4 from 5. I think there's still a lot more involved in it yet.
Is there something to be taken from the fact that there are players within this squad who are used to the mental pressures of having to stay up and stay up late in the game, as it were? They're not necessarily worried or fearful of dropping into a situation like this.
Well, I think you have to be very careful of being worried, because worried will affect your performances, you know, and your belief. But they're obviously they're concerned. They know that, you know, they have to start getting wins and get as few. A few as quick as possible, but you can't play with the fear of that. You know, I think once you start to tighten up, you will have a problem, and I still think that, you know, the performances we've had over a period have been good. You know, if you'll take the odd one out of a handful, They've been very decent. So I'm thinking that from where we are, we're not that far away really to consistently get some wins. And as I said the other day, you know, if we can win every other game, that's a great chance of staying up. You know, they have a very good chance of staying up. And you know, we've won one, lost one. Let's win another one and see how we go from there.